We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Devlin, how much did the, you guys are down, I think, 10-0 into third, I don't know, 8 or 9, that pass to James up the left sideline, how much did that turn your day around?
I mean, it was a heck of a play by James. I think it was on a false start. I mean, not false start, offside. So we got a free play and, you know, took advantage of it. And it was definitely kind of a little spark to kind of get us going.
Was there any frustration? Just goes deep on that. And that's what you're looking for there.
I mean, anytime we get the defense jump off sides, you know, it's a free play. So, you know, depending on the situation, obviously we want to try to take advantage of it. And so, yeah, going deep is kind of the goal.
Was there any frustration being down 10-0, and what did you guys do to kind of overcome that?
Not really any frustration. I mean, they came out and probably did some things a little bit different than what we thought they were going to do. But when you got defense like us, like our defense, you know that they're going to make plays, and you know, they started making plays, and we started getting in the groove, and then, you know, got the win.
Devlin, did the offense consciously open up at that point from the coaches when you were down 10-0?
No, I mean, we stuck to the game plan. You know, we had to tweak it just a little bit just because of what they were doing. But, I mean, we had a good game plan and, you know, just started executing it.
Definitely, you took a lot of shots down the sidelines, and it looked like the Browns were trying to show one high safeties and switch to two high safeties. What were the things that you were seeing that you were talking about on the sidelines as the game was progressing?
Yeah, the first game they probably played us a little bit more in man coverage, and then this game they played a lot more zone. And I mean, credit to the guys out wide. I mean, James Washington had some big plays, and then when you got some other deep threats like 1-8 and 80, you know, you got an opportunity to make them count. And I mean, just a great job up front, giving me time. I had to settle down early in the game. I probably got out of the pocket a couple of times when I shouldn't have, but that 2-minute drive probably was when I really, you know, kind of started settling down in the pocket, and that's kind of, I think, when we started clicking a lot better.
During the latter part of the game, did the Browns D-line start to wear down as you guys started to run the football a little bit more?
I don't know if they started to wear down, but, you know, at halftime we talked about, hey, we got to run the football better in the second half, and so that's what we did. Had to come out there, and we had to establish a running game because we knew that if we establish a running game, that we could win the game. Say that again.
You heard him with your legs a couple times. Were you looking for opportunities to run against man?
The one first down I got was it was man coverage, and then I mean, I just, the O-line blocked great, and then there was an open lane, and knew I could get the first down, so got it. And then we had a couple runs, QB draw that was designed, and you know, probably should have been a little bit more patient, but a couple times, just, you know, just making plays, whatever the play is called.
Devlin, which was bigger for you, the drive again to the first half or the one to start the third quarter?
I don't know. I think the one, you know, at the end of the half was huge because I think we tied it up there, and then coming out after halftime and getting another good drive. I mean, just, It's good to get a good established lead, or not really established lead, but it's just good to get that momentum and keep that momentum coming out in the second half. And like I said, when you got defense like us, it makes our job easier.
Devlin, James Washington said that your relationship has really been helped on the field by what you're doing off of it, hanging out, hunting. How much does stuff like that help in your mind establish that chemistry with him on the field?
Well, all I know is I told James after the game that we're going duck hunting Tuesday, just like last Tuesday. So, I mean, it's awesome to have that relationship off the field. It makes on the field, it makes it a little bit more comfortable, and I try to get that relationship with all the guys, whether, you know, not everyone's duck hunting or hunting or anything. You know, we all got our different types, so just trying to fit in with those guys and do whatever it takes to build that relationship, it makes it a lot more calm in the game, and you know, you can trust them a lot more.
For as much as coaches said, just don't kill us, when you have had to come back in games against Cincy, Baltimore today, even Mason against Miami and against Seattle, that seems to be when the quarterbacks have done their best. Does that say anything to the coaches that we don't have to be restrained to win, we can throw to win games?
I don't know. I mean, whatever play they call, you know, it's our job to execute it. You know, I don't know how they're feeling sometimes on the sideline, but I don't know. That's a tough question just because, I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously with me, I can speak for myself. I mean, I got the confidence I can go out there, and if I have to throw it every play, I can do it. But obviously, you can't do that. You got to be able to run the ball. So whatever plays called, we got to execute.
What was the whole experience for you like from getting introduced last? They were chanting duck at the end of the game. Did you hear that?
Yeah. It was awesome. You know, I kind of figured that they would have me come out last. You know, before the game, and I mean, it was so loud that I mean, I don't even think I heard my actual name called. But it was cool. It was cool. I mean, all the guys were hype in the little tunnel that they made, and I mean, it was definitely a moment I'll never forget.
You out in Wildcat and you're pointing to the ground. Are you just messing with them? Or are you?
No, I'm just letting the ref know that I'm on the ball.
Were the Steelers the only team that asked you to try out?
No, they weren't. Actually, I went to the Giants the weekend before the Steelers, and then had a couple teams call, but they all kind of followed in the same weekend. But obviously, I'm glad I went to the Steelers tryout, and you know, glad I'm here now.
Ever at any point when you weren't signed, when you were let go at training camp, did you ever say, okay, maybe I'm not an NFL player?
No, never once thought that. I've always believed in myself. I know I've had people in my corner that have believed in me, and I mean, even the guys on the team, I know that, you know, even when I was let go, I mean, I had a bunch of them text me and say, hey, you know, this is over for you, and even some coaches. So you know, I'm thankful for the Steelers and the opportunity I've had here, and I'm definitely thankful to be a Steeler.
The same friends with Mason. Obviously, you know what happened there a couple weeks ago. Did this mean some more? Was there a lot of talking during this game?
No, it didn't seem like there was a lot of talking during the game. I mean, we knew that we had to come out and win the game, and that was the talking that we want to do. We want to win the game, and then, I mean, don't matter how much you talk if you don't win. So it was good just to get the win, and it's always good when you can take a knee at the end of the game.
You said you knew that you belonged in this league, but did you dream of starting a game at Heinz Field against the rival team with a former number one overall draft pick and beating them in the situation that you experienced today?
I mean, not specifically, you know, like that. You know, it never was really Heinz Field or against the Browns. It was just the NFL. I'm sure I had a bunch of different teams kind of go through my mind. But, I mean, just being in the NFL and starting a game in the NFL, that's definitely a dream that I've always had and always knew I could do it.
Do you feel more confident as the season's gone on? Because it seems like the coaching staff is feeling more confident in you in terms of opening up the playbook from where you were in the previous games.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say that, you know, we've really opened the playbook more. I mean, we just executing the game plan that we think is best against the defense that we're going against. I mean, definitely more confidence each and every day just because, I mean, you learn things, you get better each and every day. So, yeah, there's a lot more confidence, you know, as the season goes on.
Like, you backed up on the one-yard line. What was your view of how that opened up and how it was blocked?
Yeah, so, I mean, on the one, backed up, and then, you know, gave it to Benny Snell. And then, I mean, as soon as I handed it, looked back, I mean, there was a great hole there, and he hit it, got the first down. And, I mean, that was – it's always huge and, you know, big to get that first down when you backed up like that.
There was a bootleg where you looked like you tried to throw it left-handed, but it also looked on the ground like you got your left hand on it to nudge it out of bounds. Is that the way that happened?
Yeah. I was trying to throw it away. Probably not the smartest play I had. But, you know, once it kind of hit the ground, I just want to make sure that it got out of bounds so they couldn't, you know, get the ball back because we were in field goal range.
Could you walk the miscommunication?
No. I mean, it was just me trying to force it a little bit, you know, overthrowing Deontay. And, I mean, it definitely play I wish I had back. But, I mean, I think defense came back out there and made a big stop that drive.
Hey, Doc, just to clarify, the 9-yard run, that was a scramble. That wasn't designed.
Yeah,
the ones after that were designed.
Yeah, I think I only ran it like three times, and I think one was scramble and two were designed.
What was the conversation like with Randy on the sideline after both the interception and the throwaway on the following third down?
I mean, just say, let's go back out there and play. You know, protecting the ball. He said, hey, you know, if we don't turn over the ball, we can win this game. So, you know, kind of just take one play at a time. I mean, had to let it go, had to move on to the next play.
The third down play to Vance that extended the last drive. Can you walk us through that play? It looked like it was some tight coverage.
Yeah, I mean, they played great coverage, and then, I mean, Vance is a big target, and, you know, just kind of put it in a space where he can catch it. And, I mean, Vance has always been just so good with the ball after the catch, and then I think he broke a tackle and kind of got past the first down, which was huge for us. So, I mean, shout out to Vance. I mean, great play.
Anyone else?
You said today was an experience you'll never forget, but how would you just describe this whole week for you? Did it feel different than last time around when you started against LA? Or?
I mean, it felt a little different just because I knew that I was playing at home. You know, I knew there was a little bit of a bigger expectation. But, I mean, I think I took it in well. And, I mean, I was just really excited to come out here and have an opportunity to play football because, I mean, football's fun. Football's really fun, and it's always great when you get to win.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.